Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty cool today for David Peterson, Carlos. He gets to pitch in this ballpark for the first time ever. He went to high school here in Denver. He lives here in the offseason. How excited do you think he is for this start today?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's excited. You know, just had another baby. I was talking to him before the series and surprised me that he's never pitched here before. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of people here, a lot of friends, a lot of family. But at the end of the day, you know, they're professionals. You know, he's going to go through his day the way he normally does, and he's going to go out there, take the ball, and give us a chance to win a baseball game today.
When you pitch in high school in Denver, does it count as pitching in elevation, or is this still something new for him?
I'm pretty sure it's new for him. You know, obviously, he's facing big league hitters. You know, it's a different environment. But at the end of the day, he just got to be himself, you know, stick to his strength, and then just go out there and compete. So, and that's what we are anticipating. So
last night, the win in your last at-bat when Francisco Lindor, you know, drives in the runs to take the lead. Now the Mets and the Dodgers have the most wins in their last at-bat, which is a pretty good team to be up there with. The fight, we've talked about it all year, to be there in the eighth and the ninth, seemingly every single game, and then to come through. What have you seen from this team over this whole year in these moments?
Yeah, they're relentless. They will continue to fight. It doesn't matter if we're down big, up big. You know, every pitch, every at bat, and we saw it yesterday when it was hard for us for 8 innings where we had a hard time getting or putting something together. One out, nobody on, and then Alvi goes out there and puts a good swing on a 3-0 pitch for the triple and got us going. And then the at bats, you know, before the Lindor one, the Gamel at bat, the Taylor at bat to set up the table for Lindor, and obviously him coming through in that situation. But yeah, he says a lot about that group and how much they care, and you know, like, how much they're in the fight, you know, especially when it's hard for us. Now they're still going to go out there and compete, and, you know, we got some good results last night.
Francisco Alvarez, before the triple, said that he got the green light from you. Is that in the at-bat he looks over, or is it before the at-bat? How does he know that he has the green light?
Yeah, once he gets to me and Sarvi, obviously, you know, way ahead of, you know, once the player's 2-0, we kind of have a signal, but then not till when they get to 3-0. So he looked at the dugout, and I gave him a green light. So, you know, which is hopefully he, you know, one swing put us ahead, and, you know, it was close. So, yeah, I'm glad that not only he got a good pitch, but he put a good swing on it.
Is he good? When he got to third base, he looked like he was either gassed or was he hurt. Is he okay?
Yeah, no, he's fine. But, he looked that way to me, too. I was a little concerned at the beginning, but then once he got, you know, I was going to pinch run for him anyway. But once he got to the dugout, I checked with him immediately, and he was fine. So saw him this morning. He's just getting a day today.
And then Brandon Nimmo, I know that he's been scuffling a little bit, trying to find it. I know he's had good numbers against Gomber, but you're sitting him today. What did you see in the last couple of bats?
Yesterday there was a few calls that went against him, you know, outside of the strike zone. Not trying to make excuses for him, but, you know, he's still going to go out there and give you good at-bats. I think he's just missing pitches that he normally does damage, and he just maybe a little bit off now. But, yeah, coming into this series, I talked to him. I was going to give him a day, and today was a day.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.